I've just been hearing a lot of noises. And like, all this weird stuff has been happening since the new neighbors moved in.
Lights go off all the time, honey.
It's happening again. The motion lights have been turning on and off every night.
Yeah, right.
Bet you it's gonna be that weird kid from across the street. Watch. Yeah, can you see him? He's so creepy.
What is he doing?
Freaky, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. As much as I did enjoy some of the Paranormal Activity movies, it's easy to see that the entire franchise is growing stale fast. What was once innovative and new is now tired and repetitive. Worse, this new installment doesn't even make sense in the context of the rest of the films. Taking place 5 years after the other movies, this episode follows a family who lives next door to a mysterious woman and her creepy boy. Paranormal Activity 4 shamelessly retreads all the same beats of the previous movies, from the inexplicable video recordings and refusal to actually watch the footage to the obligatory Google search and long shots of literally nothing happening. Set up for another sequel, of course, this movie has about 15 minutes of story in it with very little payoff. Paranormal Activity 4 gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.